Become heaven on earth. This is number 10. Become heaven on earth conscious. Heaven on earth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all things will be given to you. For all these things, whatever those things were, anything you want. Because through the principle of connectedness, we all have everything. When I don't have a motorhome, but James does. And all I need is a key. I don't have an airplane, but Adam might. All I need is to know Adam. So through this principle of connectedness and being blessed by God, we all have everything. We want nothing. So then what's left? What's left is to be, to enjoy it, bring others into it, and create the kingdom of God right here on the earth. Remember, where there is no vision, what happens?
People perish.
But they have no vision. They had no vision. They had to call all these prophets to get them straightened out, Isaiah being the one. Who will go for us? Isaiah answered and said, I will go. Send me. And they sent him. A lot of people have no vision. You want to make a difference? Share your vision with the people that you know, that you can reach. Our philosophy, our motto, build Zion, stop dying. You know, that was the original intent. Joseph Smith set it up to establish Zion. And, you know, how many of you heard the scripture, shall reign with the Lord 1,000 years? They took that seriously. We figured the Lord meant what he said, 1,000 years. Build Zion, stop dying. Why not? We can do it. You can help. We can do it. It's all in our consciousness, and it's also genetically encoded. Do you know that every cell in your body has within it immortality genes? It also has encoded in it death genes. Do you know that science has found that they can knock out the death genes, and your body, the cell, continues to live, does not die? Do you know that there are ways of activating your immortality genes?
Yeah, they're working on that right now.
Yeah. There are ways. Yeah, they're working on it. You have to activate the pineal gland. You have a triad up here, your alta major, your pineal, and your pineal gland. And according to the Tibetan, when this gland becomes activated, it secretes a new hormone. When this new hormone is secreted, it knocks out the death genes, activates the longevity genes, and we become immortal. Nobody's figured that out yet, how to do it, but we know that it's doable because we read it in the Tibetan. One of our teachers. And then there are ways of doing that. You know one of the best ways, I think, of doing that? Let me see what you guys think about it. How would you activate these genes if you got them? And that would make a difference, wouldn't it? I mean, if we have a whole herd of immortals running around, like 100. But, you know, you have to be careful about dispensing that. You can't go around and say, I'm an immortal, you're going to die. You can't go around doing anything like that. You kind of have to keep it under wraps a little bit. But wouldn't it be great if we were a part of a group that figured out how to, by attaining soul contact, by creating a human molecule, by connecting so that our energies blend and merge and become one, so much so that synergistically, 3 have the power of 9, 9 have the power of 100. How many have read this book? 100. Speaking of 100... The 100th monkey. This is what is going to happen with us. This group is going to double. By next year, it should double or triple. If we all do just one little thing, and that's bring one or two people with us. There was a... in the South Pacific, there was a chain of islands, and on one island, there were monkeys on all these islands. And these natives fed the monkeys on this one island sweet potatoes. And the monkeys just loved the sweet potatoes. But they got sand in them. And the monkeys didn't like sand because it wore down their teeth and it just tasted foul and bad. So one day, one monkey, after so long, took his sweet potato, it's probably a girl, down to the ocean and she washed it. And boy, aha, you know, that made a difference in the way that sweet potato was. And other people looked at it, other monkeys go, ooh, look what Jane do. Ooh, her go down and wash. Sweet potato. Look smart, let's go. So they all went down and they started washing their sweet potatoes. And they were really happy on this island because, man, they figured out one of the principles of good, you know, food eating. Well, guess what happened? With all the monkeys on, there was another island 20 miles away. And another one 30 beyond that. It was like an Aleutian chain of islands. And, or what do they call a bunch of, a parcalagio?
Archipelago.
Yeah, that's it.
Archipelago.
Yeah, archipelago.
Archipelago.
Okay. You know, say archipelago.
Archipelago.
Thank you, very good.
So on this archipelago, they go down the third island and they discover that these monkeys are doing what? They're washing their sweet potatoes. They're washing their food. They're washing whatever they're eating. And so the 100th monkey is about a transference of brain energy, of mental energy, of spiritual energy across time and space without resistance, not even knowing why, not even really knowing that it's happening. But those monkeys all the way down ended up washing their sweet potatoes and yams. That's a lesson. The lesson is, we've got 35 of us, which could become 70, which could become 140, which could become, you know, 1,000 points of light, fulfill the wisdom of President Bush. Everybody laughed at him when he came up with that 1,000 points of light thing. But boy, I was right on it. I thought that was one of the greatest revelations any president had ever said. He got laughed out about it. But 1,000 people connecting would make all the difference in the world. So we're the beginning. We live in a very interesting time. A challenging time. We are challenged. Because to make a difference is not an easy thing. You have to set your intention. You have to be open for opportunity. You have to walk through the door when it opens. That aperture on your camera is only open for a nanosecond. If you don't go through it, somebody else is going to pay for that woman's groceries in line and get the cosmic credit. All right. So, any questions about making a difference? It's pretty simple. My challenge to you is that we all stay connected, that you go to your, wherever it is you live, and you make a list of people that you know, people that you can help, people that you want to connect with, and do it. Connect with them. Get them copies of The Immortal. Get them on the internet. Get them connected. Get them linked up. Connect them with someone that you think they could be friends with. It's a network social thing, you know, whatever. You don't have to beat them over the head with the spirituality. They just want to make a friend, maybe. They just want to have somebody that they can talk to, somebody that will listen.
I was part of an idea for you. An idea I've got is that, you know, like you said with the starfish, it seems like you're not making a difference, maybe. But I've always presented the theory that if everybody does what they can, then everybody in the universe will be get what they need. And I think I've always liked that idea. So that it's like,
thank you, Joe. Everybody does what they can, everyone will have everything they need.
Can I share a quick story?
Yes, please.
This is not about me, this is just about a fun experience. So I had a copy of The Immortal last Sunday, and I was with my wife, her parents, and they were talking on the board, and so I had this feeling I should go to the park, and so I grabbed a copy of The Immortal, and I was going to give it to this girl. The feeling was, give it to this girl. And so I grabbed the copy, and went to this huge park. It has a pond in Ogden, Utah. Huge park, and I thought that this girl would be in this particular spot, so as I went there, she wasn't. But then as I walked down this path that I've never been down before, she was just right there. And in my mind's eye, it wasn't her. And so I walked by her, because we're on this really small path, and she's in the bushes, and there's benches along there to sit on, and I just, some married guy, she's some 20, 19-year-old girl in a Sunday dress, reading some book. Anyway, I walked by her and I thought, well, if she's the one, then have her come over here in the open where I'm at. And so, because I'll give it to her. And lo and behold, she comes out into the open. She could have gone any direction. And she came over and sat down right here, 5 feet from me, next to a tree in the dirt and grass in her dress. I said, hi. I said, thanks for being comfortable coming over here, you know? Anyway, it was a short story, or a long story, but I'll make it short. So I gave her that. I said, do you want to read a good book? Because she already had a book. She said, yes. And so she was obviously Mormon, she could have gone anywhere, but she came right over. I don't know why. Well, I do know why.
Yeah.
So it was fun. It was fun just to get that book out, because that book, like I say, what I said earlier, it was the greatest collection of truth I'd ever seen. And I have to say, because I'm, you know, Mormon, whatever, except the scriptures. But then Greg corrected me, so I'm going to go with what Greg said. Not that he corrected me, but, you know, it's an amazing collection of books.
Yeah. So soon to be canonized.
Remember a mission.
Okay, well, that was fine. Just kidding. Thank you. Anybody else have a story of how they had a book or made a difference?
I was, why don't you take the mic over to Ezra?
Hang on. Thank you. Good idea, Joe.
We have problems with those cords all the time.
That's probably close enough.
Okay.
Coming to the gathering, I came a little bit early to go to a doctor's appointment, and in my preparations to come, I have a bunch of JJ's books in my car, and I just kept getting the feeling to bring a couple of these books into my appointment to give to the doctor and whoever else was there. And so I was finishing up my appointment, and the girl and I, you know, was making another appointment, and I said, I'm going to give you a book. Because I was telling her why I was in Boise, besides the appointment, and so I gave her the book, and she said, "Oh, I made it a point to be open to receive new books, like just recently." So I took it as a pretty cool thing to happen. So
gave her the book.
Gave her a book and gave one to the doctor too. So
wow, see, you can always replace the books. He'll send you out one the next day. Want you, Joe?
Sure.
Okay. Pay postage. I'll get your newspapers from the New Plymouth Record. But one of the reasons I like to write for that is it helps me. It helps me. It disciplines me. I have to get all my thoughts out in one day and sit down and write them. And every week, and it. You should do it. Do something like that. Write your thoughts down. Something to share. And it needs to come from yourself. Artie's good at that. She comes up with stuff. Very spontaneous gal, this Artie. You know, she's connected. And you can tell when people are connected. Because they say things that make sense, make a difference, things that that come from the true self. And that's really what this journey is about. It's about becoming our true selves. And when out of that, becoming that unfolding, that flowering as your chakras open and develop, you're going to make a difference automatically. People will want to know what you know. You know something. I want to know what it is. Speaking of walking down the street or manifesting a gal with a book, when Joe first wrote this book, The Immortal, I was in Boise and I was walking behind these two guys, and one of them says, "This has got to be the strangest book I've ever read." And the other one says, "Well, tell me about it." He says, "Well, it's about this immortal and John the Beloved, and how they connect, and one's a bell ringer, and all the information that floods through them." And then I'm just following these guys, and they're strangers. I never, out of the blue, they're talking about this book that Joe wrote. They used to come here to the gathering.
I don't remember you telling me about that.
No, that was, I might have, he was the healer guy, the massage therapist.
Oh, that was that.
Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett.
He had just got the book, and he was on fire with this book. And there was...
He might have come tomorrow.
He was a stranger, and I was just overhearing their conversation about how he was telling his friend, you know, it was making a difference. Okay, anybody else have a story they want to share? About how you're making a difference, or maybe... how you make a difference with your work?
Well, mine's not a story of how it's how I'd like to make a difference, and just the thought is that, I mean, this book changed my life all the way in the deepest, darkest Africa, which is, you know, a dark place. And the reality of it is I come from Africa, but I understand technology better than most. And the issue that I see, and I'm meaning this, is there's so much truth here. The problem is that there's a lot of the teachers are the ones trying to do a lot of the marketing, and I'm feeling that the net has too many holes in it. You know, I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things there, because I saw it there. I've really tried to hand out the book, yet I couldn't, because no one's willing to go onto Kindle and purchase a book. We still read books with paper, and having tried to get hold of someone to get books to South Africa, it's been a very difficult process, where I'd have to come 12,000 miles to do it. And I just believe that there is a little bit more ways, without it being a very difficult process, to make the net have less holes in it. And, you know, that's... So my story will be one for next year. Well, actually, I'd like to contribute to that process, because at the moment it's extremely difficult to do it. And, you know, if you're wanting to just concentrate within Boise, it might be easier, but it isn't. You know, the world is, and the technology is available for that to not be just saving one starfish anymore. Social media makes it explode. You know, so, yeah, just, I have a lot of thoughts around that. And so, it just, my experience, how difficult it's been.
I can see that. Well, so next year you'll bring a few of your...
You see, but again, I wouldn't even need to do the bring a few, because I'd be able to bring touch. The internet doesn't allow... For some people, that's how they do. They do the plus one connection. I have ADD, like ridiculous ADD. So I can't do I've got to find a way to do 1,000 things in 1 minute. And therefore, technology appeals to me, because I need to do things quicker. I need them to be automatically done. And so that's what has happened in my life. That's how I've been able to create... my business, my money, is to be able to have technology work for me. Yeah, and I see that that's the missing link here. You know, and every single person, bring another person, it's great. But 3 months of concerted attention within a medium that is literally going to change the world. I have a feeling within 10 years, a president, or 10 to 20 years, a president will be elected in the United States without needing billions of dollars, because the internet has created a level playing field. Someone from Africa can create... I've connected before to 300,000 people within 2 months, and I'm in a little town in Africa. And that is what the internet has allowed, is that we don't need billions anymore to...
A lot of the powers of be are trying to control the internet, and
But the reality is that I don't think that's the beauty of it. How can you control the internet?
Well, they're going to try.
They'll tax it. They'll try to do something. Yeah. I don't know.
But but that's the beauty of it. As you see that within the underground movement of the internet, they've already created that. It's an unstoppable force, you know, and it started there, and I just believe there's a lot more that can be done.
Humanity has to keep up with technology. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for the internet, communicating, Facebook. I get a lot of things on Facebook. I forget my password half the time. It's a problem. Can't always go on Facebook. But I try. But humanity is us working together, working out our problems, working one-on-one in groups, and humanity has to catch up. The love that we need to develop and share with each other has to catch up with our technology. So that's my wish, is that we strengthen our humanity, that technology keep up with our humanity. And that's how we'll make a difference. Thank you.